Simply Abundant Intuitive Hour. For overthinkers who are finally ready to move from their heads to their hearts for more connected relationships and a fulfilling life. Here's Tracy Crossley.
Greetings. How is everyone doing? I am doing super groovy today. It's better than peachy keen, right? I am. So anyway, I'm pretty damn excited. I get like this about most of my topics, but today's topic I'm really looking forward to because it's just so freaking fun. And it's one of those that as I start rambling here, I'm wondering if I may do a second piece because this could end up being like a 3-hour long podcast and I'm not going to do a 3-hour long podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and start off with how excited I am to be saying, how did I get myself to a happy, committed relationship with the universe? Yeah, I never thought I'd have one of those. And not that it, not that it's always smooth or without its issues. It does, but it's different. It's so different because the commitment I have with the universe is a commitment I have with myself. And that has been challenged over and over and over again by not just what I do, but by how I perceive things, how I take responsibility or I don't, what I think I'm owed or not. And so for me, I had to have a committed relationship with the universe. And that came before many gifts also came. Because the true gifts that I always said I wanted are the ones that I stood in the way of receiving. I couldn't. I always felt like, I can't have those gifts. Why can't I have those gifts? Those presents aren't for me. Because I always felt like I was on the naughty list. You know, like Santa was leaving me off. And of course, I wanted to please Santa because I thought it was about pleasing the universe, doing the right thing. I had this whole reward punishment bullshit going on. And it has nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing. And it's how we perceive ourselves is a big part of developing a real relationship with the universe and having it work with us rather than us working against it. The universe doesn't work against us. We work against it. We seem to think that we are owed control over outside circumstances. And that's kind of funny because the Earth's been around for over 3 billion years and it's been coming and it's been living, breathing. This planet is living and breathing this whole time. And events have happened all over the place that are beyond every individual's control, even ones who think they have control. And yet it's the giving up of that control that actually gives you the life you want. And so I've worked on this, oh my God, decades. And yet I would say it's been in the last couple of years that I really started to cultivate my relationship with the universe. Rather than running around always going, oh my God, you know, I'm just the joke of the universe. I suck. I always get the shit thrown at me, blah, 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 which I used to do. I used to feel like I deserved to be punished for God knows what, whatever I felt guilty about, whatever I felt like was something I either wasn't doing right or I missed or, you know, just something of that nature. And so I decided today for this podcast that there was some things I really wanted to share with you. And I feel it's important, especially for people who are stuck in, let's say, attachment issues, law of attraction issues, feeling like they're always fighting life, feeling like things are against them, whether it's everything or a few things, not knowing what direction to take, not knowing what they're meant to do. I mean, this is kind of far-reaching, and you can apply anything I say today to any of this because it's beyond just your relationships. It's beyond just waking up and going to your job. It's living with life or surviving against life. And for me, I just knew that, okay, I can read all these stupid law of attraction books, and I say stupid because it's like they miss so many basic points of how the universe actually works, at least from my perspective, because I have more of an authentic view, meaning authentic my view. Okay, I can't speak for your view, but my authentic view of how things actually do work versus don't work based on my experiences. So you can take it for what it's worth. This might be just a stupid podcast, like these stupid books. I don't know. And I say stupid books because it's like, okay, I'm going to think about the car I want to have in my driveway over and over and over again. But you don't even know why you want the car. And it's kind of good to know why you want what you want. Because a lot of us don't really want what we say we want. And that's a bigger issue in terms of us having a relationship with the universe. Because if I speak my desires, and not my desires from a state of lack, okay? But my desires that feel yummy, they feel good, they feel like, yeah, you know, I feel passionate, I feel a sense of wanting to get out of bed, those kind of things, and I'm throwing that out to the universe, there is a huge response to that. Huge. Not the bullshit, you know, that we get stuck in and we think, okay, I need to have my castle, my car, my dog, my cat, whatever the fuck, okay? You know, like, I have to have everything lined up how I want it to be. And then if it's not going to be that way, I just can't deal with it. And we do this kind of crap to ourselves. And I find it fascinating that we make it all so much harder than it has to be. And that's my point I'm making. Like, we read all these things, but it's so much simpler than that. It's not such, it's not such a complex relationship. It's really not. It's very simple. But like I said, we complicate the crap out of things. So anyways, so I want to get into a few things. Like the things that I actually stopped doing or I started doing. So you can take notes or you can listen to this a million times. It's up to you. But I will start with how I stopped forcing bit by bit. I stopped forcing my will, my agenda, my picture in my head about my business and what it needed to look like. I slowly, probably, I don't know if it was more slowly than the business, but it was that feeling of I slowly in my personal life started to pay attention to where I might be forcing and stop that too. And all coming from, I wanted huge change and I had to move into a space of not knowing. As human beings, we have a huge fear of the unknown. And a big part of developing a relationship with the universe is letting go of the fear, or having the fear, I should say, and letting go enough to be able to walk through it. And knowing also that this process that I was going to put myself through and that I was actually riding the waves through, that I didn't know what was best for me and that maybe there could be a bigger idea, a more amazing life or not. But I already knew the life I had and I knew all of the things that I would force and I would push and I, you know, tried to create from my dysfunction, because a lot of us create these pictures about life through dysfunction, through lack, not having. And so I knew all of that. And I thought, why am I going to keep doing this? Sure, let's go into the unknown. So I dropped all that was inauthentic, starting with my business, from any of the coaching marketing that I had gone through where I had hired business coaches. And a lot of it's such bullshit. And I'm not speaking about everybody because I can't, because I didn't work with everybody. But the people that I worked with, for the most part, were all about these hard sales in terms of really making it into such a sales pitch. And it never felt good. I used to be in sales. And even when I was in sales, my big thing was I developed relationships. I gave a shit about what people wanted. And because I was such a good people pleaser, I would please them. Okay. And this whole inauthentic way of marketing my business and some of the programs I had did not really embrace who I was at all. It felt like someone else's idea. It felt like someone else's philosophy that came from whatever their experiences were or their experiences in coaching other people. And maybe all that shit works for other people. But for me, mine became about being completely authentic. Although at the time, this is all in hindsight, but at the time, I couldn't see it. I just knew that the feeling I had inside said, yep, you got to discard this. And I did slowly, and I surrendered. Pay attention to the word surrender that I use today in this podcast. It's important because it's really what I do every day. At the basis of it all, I surrender to my relationship with the universe because I've come to a place where I feel the universe knows a lot more than I do. And anytime I get in a state of fear, anytime I get in my head, I go, okay, Trace, you've been here before. You know what the outcomes are going to be if you allow yourself to go down this road. You know, the road of fear, the road of, oh, been here, done that, going to do this the same way again. Then I already know. And hey, two things I don't want to do. I don't want to repeat something just because I know it. What's the point? And then the other thing is, why wouldn't I want to open myself up to living and feeling a sense of surprise, a sense of excitement, a sense of possibility? Now, you guys all have to really understand one major point. I had to do a lot of shit before I got here. As far for me, not everybody's the same, but for me, I had to remove a lot of freaking obstacles. Really. So I'm going to talk about some of the things that I had to do. And that's why I feel on the one hand, I may need to divide this into two different podcasts because there were things that I manifested that have been insane, you know, like completely insane in terms of beyond logic. And really the only thing it could have been is the universe. You know, it's like I'm in a committed relationship and that has been mind-blowing, the crazy synchronicity, and that I feel like I manifested it, which he and I have, oh my gosh, I mean, I could do a whole podcast on that because he listens to my podcast, by the way, so, and also I've shared all this with him. So there's nothing hidden here. And it's just like, wow, the universe exists. It has to. Because what happens when you get the fuck out of your own way and you come from that place of passion, love, and I'm talking for life or for whatever it is that you want, but you're not wanting it to fill a void. But you want to enjoy and you want to feel authentically like you are living a life you were meant to live, you will. But you got to get through the crap or enough of the crap because you're not going to get too perfect to get there. So some of the things I had to do, I had to accept myself and exactly where I was, who I am, and all that really goes with that. Because there's things that go with that, right? I accepted life. And I would, every day, and I do this, I still do it. I will look around wherever I am and I'll go, okay, Trace, what are you not accepting? And I will accept it. I will look around the room, the outdoors. I've said this in other podcasts. I'm accepting all of this because I feel like the universe brought all of this here to me. Not so I can mentally figure anything out, but so that I can drop down into feeling that, you know what, life is doing what it's doing. It's okay. And it's only my resistance to it that's a problem. And that is everybody's problem. Resistance to what is. That doesn't serve you. It just keeps you fucking stuck. It's like you're having a battle with a wall. You know, like, I'm going to beat the wall up. All right, well, if that turns you on, cool. But I personally didn't feel like beating a wall anymore and beating any part of my body on a wall. And the acceptance of myself was not complete, was not 100%. Nope. I still had room to grow there. And the acceptance of myself, though, was more about this quieter, gentler, slower sort of relationship I developed with me. When I was enforcing my will, enforcing everything, oh, hell no. That turned everything into a big, fat fucking nightmare over and over again. Because all I did was repeat everything over and over again. Because I had a picture of lack. Well, if I have this in my life or I have that in my life, then everything's going to be okay. And it doesn't work that way. You can't. Because if you want things to be different, they're not going to look the same. And the way you're going to go about it isn't going to come from the same place. It can't. Or you're just recreating the same bullshit you did yesterday. And that's a lot of why when people ask for, you know, a car or whatever through the universe and maybe they get the car, but that doesn't mean they're happy. That doesn't mean it gave you something where you go, oh my gosh, I've hit the big time. You may still feel just as shitty as you did before. And that is the bottom line. You can have things show up in your life. It's not to say that you can't, but it's your connection to them. It's the meaning you give it because it's the meaning you've, let's say, given to yourself. It's the meaning that you have in a limited way most of the time because you've only experienced limitation. So you haven't even experienced a full spectrum of emotions or full spectrum of what meaning actually could be in your life as a reflection back to you of your acceptance of yourself. Because if you accept yourself, you're going to accept others more. You're going to accept everything more. Okay, this is happening. I may not like it. Doesn't mean you're like, oh yeah, woohoo, over things happening. But it means, okay, I'm accepting they're happening. I'm not arguing with it happening because it's happening or it's happened. That's about accepting life. And a lot of times if you do that, the universe is showing you something about yourself and it's an opportunity to learn rather than to fight, to resist, to go, not again, what the fuck? It's an opportunity to go, well, do I help to create this? Do I help to create it because I don't accept myself, because I want to be different, I want to be perfect? And it really comes back to that because we just make everything so fucking difficult as human beings. You know, hey, let me complicate that. I know it's really simple, but I need to complicate it because it's going to make me feel like I am now busy trying to problem solve things that weren't a problem, but I needed to make them a problem because otherwise what would I do with myself? I might have to actually be with my own feelings, be with my life, and look at how I look at things as being the issue rather than the things I'm looking at, right? Hallelujah on that one. So wonderful on the acceptance part, right? You guys clear on that? Raise your hands. I'm kidding. Okay. The other thing I did, I found gratitude and joy in the world in every possible way that I could. 24/7? No. Not at first. I would say I feel that way most of the time now. I feel so much tremendous gratitude. And it's interesting when I'm given a chance. I'm trying to see how to say this. It's kind of like beyond having gratitude, let's say, for the relationship I'm in, right? Which I'm always grateful and I share that all the time with him. I share that with other people. I have so much gratitude. It made me grow in ways that I could never have done on my own or have done in the old ways. Because again, going back to the old ways are going to bring you the old results, right? But anyway, so finding gratitude, even when somebody presents something to me and it's like, oh, fuck. That would be my first reaction, whatever that is. And if I'm not paying attention, right, to what is that trigger? Why am I having that reaction to something? Then I could very well go back into an old way of being if I hadn't done all this work of emptying out all this bullshit I carried that was somehow I was owed or it was the universe's responsibility to keep certain events out of my life, right? What about, you know, things like karma or whatever? I mean, and I'm not getting into karma right now, but things that come back around, let's say. And we tend to think, well, if I'm really good, I'm really perfect, nothing bad's going to happen. Nothing that's going to, let's say, not necessarily take you off your game, but is going to make you go, oh, wow, okay, so here's something. What can I do? And the cool thing that I found that I do now that I did not do before is even if I get an initial reaction, a feeling about it, I stop and I go, okay, what's going on here, Trace? What are you feeling? And it's kind of like everything's in slow motion for me because I'm not trying to problem solve at the speed of light, okay? Because a lot of us will do that so that we don't have to actually feel what's going on. And I sort of let myself feel it. And I recognized that I had certain insecurities and I had certain old shit, like old guilt. I had, just mixed emotions. And yet I sat and I went, what am I going to do in this abundant universe? Not this limited, scarce universe, this abundant universe. What am I going to do? Because that's the universe I'm committed to, is the abundant universe. The limited universe was something I created. That actually doesn't exist. It exists only in your perception. And then that's how you see things. But I don't see things that way anymore. And so like this one event happened and I saw it as an opportunity to experience abundance and to take away an old, old, old belief related to, this was in the financial area, related to that. And it was an opportunity for me to go, this isn't the end of the world. Not that it was the end of the world or anything in that realm, but my reaction in the past would have been that. Even though it wasn't like this huge, horrific thing, it was a thing. And that is where I found gratitude. I found the gratitude to go, wow, I can change my reaction. Wow, I have gratitude and joy because I get to do this. I get to do this event. I get to do this thing that in the past I wouldn't have. I would have ran. I would have hid. I would have made excuses. I would have made a big drama out of it. But because I'm committed to the universe and it having my back, I knew it would have my back. And as I'm having these thoughts, shit just started to happen. Good stuff. And that is huge. Gratitude. Gratitude isn't just about, oh, thank you, universe, for the $1 million. It's thank you for these lessons that open me up to my deeper self and trusting the universe more, trusting me in the universe and this commitment we have made to each other. The universe is already committed to you. You just got one foot in and one foot out. You got to put both feet in. So when you do that and you find joy in it and you find, wow, this is amazing that I get to live and I get to experience things and it's not killing me. It's not a bad thing. It's only been my perception that's been the bad thing, if you're going to call anything bad. So that's another one. Another thing that I did and I do is I allow whatever it is to arrive. The words allow and arrive, okay? So by allowing, that means I'm open to receiving. I'd say most people think they're open to receiving, but we're not. We're conditional. I have conditions about what I'm going to receive. If it is not in a purple box with a purple ribbon and it's a purple bunny inside, I don't want it. You know, like, okay, well, I want to give you a black and white bunny, you know, one of those cute little spotted bunnies. Nope, I want a purple bunny. Okay, well, that's going to be a little difficult. You might have to wait a little longer for that. Why do you want it? Do you even know? Again, going back to, do you even know? Most of the time we don't. I want what I want based off of how I feel in a wide open space, not in a constricted lacking space. And I don't even have a picture. See, I drop my fucking pictures. You know all that bullshit? Well, just focus on what you want. Focus on that shiny red car. Nope. Nope. Not even. My trust is in my commitment to the universe. And the universe is going to hear what I am feeling and that intention in my feeling. And then it's going to do whatever the hell it's going to do. So with the allowing it to arrive, I got my shit together, really together, I would say in the months prior to meeting the guy that I'm with, right? As far as deciding I wanted a committed relationship. And there's a number of things I did, and I'm not going to get into all of those today because that could be a separate podcast that would probably be a lot of fun to do. I mean, really, it would be a lot of fun to do. But I had to really go, all right, Trace, you're not going to be on a timeline with this. You know, when it happens, which was huge for me because I'd always been, no, I got to have it on my timeline, just like everything else in my life. Well, no, I just went, no, because I want this to happen. This is what I and I don't know that I actually said those words, but I felt that I wanted it to happen when I was ready and that maybe I didn't know when I was ready. Like I thought I was ready many, many times, but maybe I wasn't. And then looking back, that's been something we talked about. Like, oh my God, I couldn't have met you a minute sooner, right? And there's a reason for that. Because we're so fucking impatient. And most of us aren't doing the inner work. Our focus is on what's lacking outside of us. And if we could just have that person show up or that job show up or whatever it is that we think needs to show up. And instead, slow it down, chill out, and allow. Work on allowing. Look at what you block. A lot of us will block shit. We'll say, I want this, I want that, but we don't have any space for it to come in. And a lot of us will give, 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 and we won't receive. That's a problem too, because you're blocking, because you're trying to control. That's a control issue. See, if I can give and receive, there's a balance there. And if I'm generous with my heart, which I hope that I am, and I believe that I am, then I am coming from a place of abundance once again. See, all of these things match my committed relationship, don't they? And again, it isn't perfect. I have moments where I feel scarcity or I feel something. Totally feel fear. Hello, another opportunity for me to do some deeper work. So the thing is, when you allow things to arrive, they arrive in their own time. And they don't arrive how you think they will or what you think they'll look like or feel like or smell like or taste like. It doesn't matter. You don't have a picture. You have an idea of how you'd like to feel. That's what I had, because I already started feeling that way. Not every day, but a lot of days. And this is, again, this isn't just in relationships. I'm talking, this is across the board in my life. It really is. And my business, my friendships, my intimate relationship, every piece and part of it, the furniture in my house, the car in my driveway, all of it, every drop of it was affected or came or showed up by my relationship with the universe, because it's so freaking different than it was in the past. Because my feelings about all of it are different. What I give meaning to is different. So what else did I do? I committed to myself and I honored my commitments. So a lot of us are one foot at one, let me try that again. Are a one foot out, one foot in kind of deal. I'll see how this goes. And if it's okay, I'll keep my one foot in. If it sucks, I'm taking that foot out too. But we don't even know that we're creating shitty circumstances by having one foot in. And it's not just with relationships. And it's not just with, hey, are you going to commit to me? And how am I going to show up for the job if I'm kind of sort of into it, but really not? It's about making the commitment to yourself. What am I going to commit to every day? What do I commit to? I commit to taking care of me. I commit to self-care. I commit to speaking my truth. You know, all the shit you can commit to. And you commit. And you stay consistent with it. And then you honor your commitments. And if you have to break a commitment, then on a deeper level, there should be a reason why. Most of us will break commitments, and it's because of so many other reasons that we have attached to the commitment rather than the commitment itself. So that was something I had to get a lot of clarity on for me. The other thing, which is huge, I worked on my negative core beliefs. Yay! Yeah, it's the work I do with people. And it's the work I've been doing with myself for a really long time. And because I had been doing the work for a really long time, I had worked with a lot of my beliefs in certain aspects of my life. But when you really start taking risks, because emotional risks are a big part of having a committed relationship with anybody, the universe, your mate, friends, everything. Everything comes back to that emotional risk. Taking it. And if you have negative core beliefs, taking emotional risk is going to challenge them, because it's going to say, hey, all this evidence, negative core belief that you have, that I'm limited in this way or I can't have this, I'm going to challenge it, not by force, but by being vulnerable, by being open, by saying truths, by taking action that is probably opposite action of what I've taken in the past, not because the action I've taken in the past is right or wrong, but I'm trying to find what's emotionally going to inspire me so I actually make a change. If I just take action for action's sake, it doesn't really matter. If I just take a risk by jumping off a bridge, that's really not, well, yeah, that's a whole other set of circumstances, but it's not really going to challenge my negative core beliefs. And that's what you want to do, is you want to challenge them. And I kept working them, and I kept showing up in different ways, and I kept opening myself. And that was key, because these negative core beliefs are fucked up that most of us have, because it always has to do with some part of our worth, of what we feel we deserve. It's a limited space. The other thing, which is connected to our wonderful negative core beliefs, are fear. I really learned a lot in a short period of time. Not that I hadn't dealt with fear before, but I did. And really, the last few months, like the end of last year, going into this year, were truly about me working through fear in a multitude of ways. Because I had spoken about being triggered by this person that used to be in my life, and it was fear that I was triggered with. And I know I've talked about it in other podcasts, but it was good because it really opened me up to, wow, why do I have this heavy feeling on my chest if I think about this person? What is that? And I was willing to dig deeper. I wasn't shying away from it. I wasn't going, oh, I'm so afraid, I'm not going to do this. I knew it was standing in between me and having a relationship that would be good for me, because otherwise I'd just carry that along. And then when you have fear, and let's say it's attached to another person or attached to a relationship or attached to the past. And for me, this is all attached to the past. It wasn't about the present moment. It was the past. And you carry that, you're going to bring that forward. So you're going to be blocking any opportunity for somebody to get in. You're going to be blocking everything. You will. Because that's what we do. Without even knowing that that's what we're doing. So I dug deep. I dug up some things. I started working with someone on some of these things. I really was tired of being afraid. And not just there, but in other parts of my life. Again, I really started confronting the fear and going, what the fuck am I afraid of? And then I would take action. Once again, same thing as with the negative core beliefs, because the core beliefs and the fear are related. They go hand in hand. So do those shitty patterns you do to support them, hand in hand. All the assumptions you have around that, the stories you've told yourself, those freaking patterns support those stories that are built on your negative beliefs. And there's a lot of fear because negative core beliefs, it's a fear, it's a lack. So both of those combined were monumental to me moving through certain things and allowing myself to. And it's really a process. But it was cool because I had already, at that point, experienced so many things that showed me that the universe was in my court, you know, that the universe was totally on my side. It was just getting me to be on my own side. And that's what I did over and over. So what else? Right? Yep. Hey, you know what? It's totally worth it to have a happy, committed relationship with the universe because it really does bring a sense of wonder and awe into your life. Oh my God. It's like I don't have goals anymore in the same way I used to. I really don't. I don't have a picture in my head the same way I used to because all that could be is a regurgitation of what I've already had. And that's not fulfilling. It's way more fulfilling and exciting to live in a space of openness and organically walking through things. Like I have a business that I've organically grown. Is it perfect? No. Is it multi-million dollar business? No. Do I make a damn good living at it? Fuck yeah. Do I feel safe and secure in it? Yeah, because I feel safe and secure in myself. Because I feel safe and secure in the universe. And here's the thing. I'm not holding on, clutching it. Because I don't know what's next. Because the goals I had, I don't have anymore. And therefore, there's an openness of what wants to be born. What, it, you know, what? Well, I have to keep taking steps, again, that come from the place that I've already mentioned several times in this podcast today. And every time I do, it's creative, it's exciting, it's interesting, and I don't even know what's going to friggin' happen. I have no clue. But I have an openness, I have a connection to my wonderful universe and how it constantly shows up for me. So the other thing I did, and this is a list of 9 things I'm giving you guys, by the way, and I'm on number 7. So I actually numbered it. And I did mention a few other things in here that are related, like, you know, getting past limitations, shit like that. Well, number 7 is I believed I knew nothing in terms of what could be best for me. Yep, that's what I'm saying. I got rid of the picture. I allowed myself to feel, to be in this place and have no expectations. Crazy. Because I just trusted. I believed. I felt like, hey, look, I'm showing up, I'm living, I'm doing what I am passionate about or I'm excited about or I feel engaged in. I'm doing what comes naturally. Yeah, and I'm not analyzing it. And I'm not developing what the outcome has to be. And I'm not saying that it has to be conditional. I'm not saying there's expectations. And I'm not living that limited existence. Because all of us live a limited existence when we think we know better than the universe what wants to be born from us. It's way more fulfilling when it comes from just living your life on your terms. This isn't about like you've completely surrendered your whole life to the universe and you don't get out of bed until the universe comes and pulls you out of bed. It's not like that. It's about surrendering all this shit. Surrender all of this. Everything I've talked about, surrender. And it's not a mental surrender. It's an emotional one. It's a, okay, I'm not going to run away from this. I'm going to just sit here and be with it and find my fear like I was talking about. And go, okay, I've got fear. What can I do with this? What would be the counterintuitive emotional action I could take or speak? And then I'd freaking do it. And I still do this. All of this I still do. Because it feels so much better to live this way than to live in the land of scarcity and pain and fear and having all these expectations that even if they come true, I could never fully appreciate on a fulfilling emotional level. And then if they don't come true, that I could beat myself up and the world up because I'm so pissed off that my expectations were not met. Okay? So these are big. These are not to be taken lightly. And anybody can do this. Anybody. If I can do this, anybody can do this. And it's not that I've arrived in a stagnant or stationary place. Because I keep doing these things, life keeps growing and moving and showing up for me. I'm not fighting life. That's what happens in everything that I have found so far. And I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know. I could finish doing this podcast and be totally challenged in a way that I never have been and go, fuck, how am I going to do this? But I have to keep remembering the universe has my back and that everything is really going to be okay. In barring tragedy here, okay? I don't want to get carried away with this, but barring tragedy, you know, where somebody physically is no longer with us kind of a thing, right? But anything short of that isn't really a tragedy to me in terms of what choices there are available. And I make a choice not to have expectations. It's hard to do, but you have to clear enough space inside of you to go, well, why do I have expectations? And why do I think it's so important that they're met? And what do they actually give to me? Do they make me happy? Do I feel good? Right? Not necessarily. So anyways, you have to really go, I don't know what is best for me. Don't know. I know what feels good when I create my vision. Okay. I don't focus on why the vision feels good per se. I focus more on the feelings around the vision. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's kind of what happens. And you just live in that space and you allow yourself to feel and you allow yourself to be there. And then you don't develop expectations because you're already enjoying that journey. Seriously. Okay, so the next one, number 8, I trust in my choices. They became what I felt rather than what I thought. I made choices all the time. Most of my choices were not the same choices I used to make. It was a simple attitude adjustment because I did not want to keep repeating Groundhog's Day in my life. I've talked about that how many times, right? And I knew that my choices would have to be different. And people really get hung up on keeping things the same and bitching and moaning about how they want them to change. Like, they don't have to do anything and life is just going to change. And even if life does change and delivers you what you think you deserve or what you think you're owed, oftentimes you're not fucking happy with it. That's not what I really wanted. That sucks. Really? Okay. So that's part of it. You have to learn to trust your choices. There's not a wrong choice. There's a longer choice, you know, where you end up with a longer choice. Like, oh, got to take a longer road because I made that choice. I made that choice from fear. I got more to learn rather than less to learn. Rather than I am going to go ahead and I'm going to be okay regardless of the outcome, but I'm going to try and choose from love. I'm going to try and choose from feelings that feel good to me rather than doing what my head says to do, which is to shut down, to limit, to, you know, have conditions, to make a bunch of rules, to have rigidity, to strategize, to run you ragged. Literally. So there's that. And my trusting in my choices meant I have and had a lot more courage. And I had the ability to connect to the commitment I made with the universe of, hey, I know you got my back. I know that we are joined here. And I know that the choices I make because they feel good are probably going to be good. Although I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be harder or easier. But I just know that's what I had to do. Which leads me to number 9. I had to trust the universe because it always came through when I'd relax. And again, when I'd get rid of the bullshit picture in my head, I had to literally trust in its own time, its own way, its own packaging, its own everything. It's going to know more than me what would make the best life possible for me. It's going to know the experiences. You know, it's got billions of people in this world that it's taking care of. So I don't try to overthink that or go, well, I'm more important or I'm better or I deserve more. No, that's not where I come from. But I know I do deserve to have good, and I experience good every day in my life. And I have gratitude for it once again, going back through this list. And that is important to me. It makes my life feel really meaningful. Because I take meaningful action, meaningful words, meaningful connections, meaning. Meaningful in what I put out there, meaningful in my connection to the universe. It's all meaningful to me. Because I trust. When I relax and I'm not in my head worrying or freaking out about something, it's like the universe answers. So I hope you've enjoyed all the ways and all the things that really help to align me in a happy, committed relationship with the universe, because it's all about getting out of your way. It's all about that. And yet developing an openness and not coming from fear and scarcity, which is hard for a lot of us to do, but it's necessary if you really want change. So I'm going to do a second part, because otherwise this is going to end up being an hour and a half long at least. And the second part, I don't know when I'll do it. I guess if enough people write me and say, Tracy, will you do another one or the second part? But it's going to be on manifestation and all the crazy things and crazy ways that the synchronicity showed up. And I tell people, it's not about, like I had a client who was trying to tell me that about their dating profile. And I said, it's not about your dating profile. I mean, yes, on the one hand, please have something that's coherent and not demanding and controlling and having a bazillion expectations. Get that shit out of there. Okay? I will say that. But beyond that, it's your energy. It's your availability. It is all about that. And I can talk about all the crazy ways that showed up for me even before I met the person that I'm with now. You know, the synchronicity with love, with fun, with relationship. Synchronicity even with patience and being slowed down. See, this is the thing that happens when you slow down, going back to that for a quick second. When you slow down, life speeds up. When you are sped up, there's no space for life to deliver. You're covering that space by leaning forward, leaning into it, and making all sorts of forward, forceful motion rather than slowing down and creating space. But part of manifesting comes from patience, and not patience of waiting. No. Patience with how life is and accepting it. Again, going back to accepting it. So I can talk about that. I can talk about all the funny little things I did that had so much synchronicity when I met this person and the things he and I would talk about. And the just there's some really crazy shit where it's like, oh my God, I really manifested this. Yeah. Yeah, I did. And it's crazy. And it is so crazy. Oh my God. I want to tell this story, but I want to tell it in the right context. So anyway, so there's that. There's also the synchronicity with money, the synchronicity with relaxing, and the synchronicity around feeling in alignment with life, like you're in the flow. As though something takes me out of it for a moment, I always find my way back into the flow. I'm back in the flow. I can feel the difference. And I live there most of the time because it's where it's real for me. So it's not about I've got to go manifest this or I got to go manifest that. Nope, not at all. It wasn't like that. That's not how my intentions worked. My intentions really worked from a space of having a relationship with the universe and myself. So anyways, that is how I committed to the universe and have a happy relationship with it. So folks, I hope this is helpful. Please let me know any feedback you have, and I will be talking to you again. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.
To find out more about Tracy and her podcast, visit tracycrossley.com. That's where you can sign up for her newsletter or a discovery session. The website again is tracycrossley.com.